Auto-destruct.
Hello, you're listening to the Lesbian Mafia Minute, and I am your host, Sandy. So, hi. I just wanted to share something with you, and I probably shouldn't be sharing this because it's really personal, right? But I'm nosy, and I like hearing things that people say that they shouldn't be saying when it's like too personal. You know when people tell you, like, they come over to you and they tell you this like really personal stuff, like especially like when you're at work or something, and they tell you like really overly personal stuff, and you're just like, oh my god, I can't believe that that person just told me that decrepit thing about themselves. Like, I love hearing about things like that. And, you know, I'll be going over 1 minute, of course, but I will continue to call this the Lesbian Mafia Minute. But yeah, so like my dildo has been missing for, I don't know, maybe 2 months, right? And my vacuum cleaner, do you know where the story's going already? My vacuum cleaner, you know, wasn't working, and it was being repaired. And it's a vacuum cleaner that I won. I did. You heard me right. I won the vacuum cleaner. And how? It was on the radio, and they said, email us, and you could win a vacuum cleaner. And I was already online, so I emailed them, and I won an Oric vacuum cleaner. And listen, I'm lucky that way. What can I tell you? And quite unlucky in other areas of life. Okay, so my vacuum cleaner was, there was something wrong with it, so I took it to be repaired. Da-da-da, you know, whatever. So then I ended up spending $80 to repair it. Whatever. We're not going to get stuck on that. Okay? So, and not to mention that the woman was yelling at me like I was, I don't know, her maid servant or something. Anyway, so she yelled at me. I don't know, look, it's not important. It's not important. Nobody told her to put a $40 brush in my vacuum cleaner without at least warning me. And so I said that, why didn't you warn me? And so what does she do? She starts yelling at me. So I'm not going to yell back at her. She was, you know, a little bit older, whatever. I'm not going to yell back at her. Whatever. I hate her.
You should be thrilled that I gave you this half price. I've been here 16 years. I've been here. You should be thrilled. If this was anybody else, they would be thrilled. Any of my other customers would be thrilled.
You know, she acts like she was like in a hair salon. This is a vacuum cleaning repair company. I'm not sure how regularly people come in with their vacuum cleaners. Like, hey, you know, just coming in to tune up my vacuum like once a month. Like, who does that? Nobody does that. You don't have regular customers. Liar!
You're a liar, lady. Liar!
I didn't say that to her. I didn't say that to her. But that is what was going on in my head. There was a lot of yelling going on in my head. Okay? But I held it in. I held it in. And my stomach is now like Swiss cheese. That's fine. That's fine. Let her yell. Let her yell.
I don't care. Doesn't affect me. My stomach's gonna fall out of my ass one of these days. That's all.
That's what I should have done, actually. I should have shit my stomach out through my ass right in the middle of her store. That's what I should have done. And then I could have said, are you happy now? Are you happy now? Anyway, so, you know, my sex toy, it's been missing. And I'm wondering if it didn't, you know, if it wasn't in the vacuum cleaner, because when I went to pick up my vacuum cleaner, they were acting really strange. And I'm wondering, did I vacuum my dildo? And is that why it wasn't working? And, oh my God, where is that dildo? Where is it? It's missing. It's missing. I don't know where it is. And there have been other bizarre things missing from my house. I don't know what's going on. Like, sometimes I feel like when I go out that somebody comes in the house. I'm scared. My lip balm is missing. That's really important for you to know. And, you know, one of my videos are missing. I won't tell you what it is, but it involved a very sleazy, trashy looking woman. And that's missing. Totally gone. Nowhere to be found. There's weird things going on in this house. Maybe the vacuum cleaner sucked it all up. Maybe. Maybe it did. Maybe I vacuumed up. I don't know what to do. And I think this is a disgusting story. I think this is a disgusting story. I think this was a very bad idea to record this. And I'm going to now post it. So that was your Lesbian Mafia Minute for today, which we're at 5 minutes. So, you know, sue me. No, don't. Bye-bye. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.